I certainly see a fresh face, a fresh voice, almost like a new life in this team. And maybe it's just generational. You certainly look back when I was on the 2003 team. You know, you're talking 12 years ago now. And 12 years ago, you know, I don't know, Chris Bryant was like 11 years old or something. You know. So, you know, it's a different look. And Joe Madden is such a key part of that expression, this idea of something that you can start over, that you can be fearless, you can chart your own course. And, you know, I feel like that tone creates a feeling that it can be different. And, you know, and besides the fact that the ownership group has invested, you know, it's not one of those situations where, oh, look, we're going to spend money, we're going to win, and then we're going to dismantle the team. You know, they've gone out and redid the stadium. They're doing more renovations. And they've built from the ground up, which I feel creates a little bit more sustainability.
Well, let's look ahead to this NLCS versus the Mets. We've got a lot of young players on both sides of the diamond. You know, wondering what your initial thoughts are and what you might see in the next few days here after the Mets took the series against the Dodgers.
Yeah, this is a great matchup. And part of it is it's a generational thing. You have the young arms of the Mets, so, you know, just guys that are really playing beyond their years and calm under fire. And you have the same thing on the Cubs side from the position players, you know, whether it's Schwarber or Castro playing, who's still young, by the way, Rizzo, these are kind of, you know, young stars, Chris Bryant, Russell. So there's some really exciting potential here, because now you look at the All-Star team this year, I want to say it's like 25 and under well represented, something like 40% of the players, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, I mean, the list goes on. So, you know, there's a shift here happening, and which is why I think Joe Madden is such a good fit. Because when I spoke to Chris Bryant this year, he said, look, I'm allowed to be me here. I can just be myself, play my game. Yes, I have to get better, but none of this hazing thing. And there's a lot of just, hey, you can contribute right now, and we need to put you in the best position to do that. I don't care how old you are. And so that's what excites me about this matchup, because you have young arms versus young position players that have played, you know, been critical parts of their team's success this year, and now they're going to battle it out. It's a really great storyline.
And I assume if you're an executive with TBS, you've got to be happy. This is a more marketable series, too. I mean, how many times are we going to see the shot of the black cat running around Ron Santo in the on-deck circle at Shea
right.
Stadium?
Well, there's no doubt these two teams. I mean, the futility of the Cubs and the years of struggles and overcoming, and is this going to be the year? And the Mets, who just were written off so many times, despite some, you know, pretty good history in you know, 06 and so on, they're right there. I mean, I really think anybody can win this World Series. Anybody. There's no real dominant team. The Cubs knocked out the Cardinals, which had the 100 wins. And now the Cubs have over 100 wins. They're probably the best team record-wise out there. But it's very different to execute on the field. But I think it's going to be some great baseball moving forward.
I think it's just an unfortunate coincidence that you had the three best teams in baseball all come out of one division, and Pirate fans were upset. The season came down to one game, but I don't see how you can also extend the postseason to have a best of five for the wild card either.
Right. Well, that's the challenge. I mean, once you add in the divisions and the wild card system, you know, you have like 45 days. It just gets, you know, next thing you know, you're at Christmas and Hanukkah, and you're trying to play out the World Series here. So you have to figure out a way to make it sort of crisp. Now, look, the fans enjoy the sudden death concept of baseball. I thought Joe Madden made it really interesting in the way he explained it. It's a challenge as managers to be able to adapt to different formats. And in some ways, that's kind of a skill. How you set your team up for a one-game playoff versus a five-game series versus a seven are three different animals. And that's kind of interesting. I believe you play 162 games, you've kind of earned the right to get to the next round. The more teams you add, the more you kind of, to me, sort of minimize the impact of playing so many games. But, you know, I like the incentive to win the division. That matters. And, you know, the Pirates are in a tough division. But you know what? That division is represented. And they're represented by the team that actually had the worst record of the three. So they had a chance. And, you know, the Pirates are a great organization, great team right now. You know, it just sort of has hit them the most on how this system comes down to one game, where all season long you proved yourself by a series.
I want to ask you quickly about your role as an analyst with ESPN. We've seen in the last couple of years your segments on Baseball Tonight, What Bugs Doug, and I'm wondering how you're able to track so many plays or, you know, moments in games over the past week, I have this vision of watching a bunch of games at once, seeing bad habits picked up by outfielders or whatever.
Yeah, I have a blast with that. One of the producers, Mark Schumann, and I kind of kicked around this idea, and we have fun with it, and it's supposed to be fun. You know, it's not a like criticism of players, it's just like the new generation, the old school. But and actually we were gonna run one possibly this week, but it kind of faded. It was about instant replay. But as a base dealer, I've really been annoyed at watching guys slide into bases, infielders keep the glove on the guy, and sometimes practically push him off, and wait for the replay to show he came off by a micro centimeter, and that they overturned the call. And that happened to Gore with the Royals, and that almost cost him that game. He stole third. You know, collision with Valbuena at third, and he kind of pushed, he fell off, sort of whatever, and the replay showed his foot came off. So it's like, look, that's where we have to be careful with the slippery slope of instant replay. Like, the Chase Utley play is a good example, but the whole, like, you're sliding into a base at 20 miles an hour with spikes on, you know, can you stick to the bag like Spider-Man? It's kind of hard. Yes, you're supposed to, but, you know, I don't know. It just makes it like incidental contact should not sort of make you come off the bag and therefore overturn it. Like, if you just overslide the bag because it's your fault, fine. But I think contact should be eliminated from that. So that would be a typical What Bugs Doug segment.
Okay. Lastly, just any other thoughts? You said anybody could win the World Series, but any other predictions on a player performance, a hitter or pitcher or who ends up winning it all?
Well, you know what? I mean, if people were betting on my predictions, they would have lost a whole lot of money this year. So I put an asterisk next to it. I mean, I had the Dodgers in spring training going to the World Series, so I guess I wasn't crazy far away. They were within one game and certainly didn't have the Mets. I had the Mets in, like, second, though. I thought they'd be good this year. And the Cubs, I also had them pretty high up, but not making the postseason. So it's kind of hard from this stage. Those two teams are very evenly matched. The Royals and the Blue Jays are pretty evenly matched, which is why I think we're going to have some great baseball going forward. I don't know what I put on ESPN.com, but I certainly have to amend it at this point. You know, it's so late. So I mean, I think the Royals are a great team. So I do think they're the most polished, experienced in the terms of from last year, ready home field advantage. You know, if I were to give a leg up on anybody, I'd probably give it to the Royals. But like I said, you have to do it on the field. And there's some teams out there that are feeling like their destiny is calling. So, you know, you can't lay in the road of that.
So. Are we going to hear from you during the postseason?
Well, not game-wise. I'm going to write a lot. I'm planning a piece about the Cubs, sort of how my life has changed from 2003 to 2015 through the lens of the playoffs and the Cubs teams. I think that's what I'm working on. I have an article about, this is totally an aside, another Atlantic piece probably about sort of getting refused service at LAX, just random stuff like that. But baseball-wise, I'm planning to do a few things in the World Series, you know, doing some in-studio work. But I'd say the bulk of it will be in-studio and writing, and it's a great time of year to write.